Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, it's Shaitan Rajin. It's me, La Rahman, the Rahim. We're all the bad witness, and I testify there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet coming. We're here tonight after struggling to get in, couldn't get on. They let us in, and finally he released us to let us in. We didn't give up. So all praise are due to Allah. We had a Block Talk radio station. Message of concern about the world and in the life that we have to live in this world, and the solution to our problem, one of the solutions to our major problem is to remove all of the racial image and worship. So we're here tonight with the help of Allah. This show is coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad's Temp School. We'd like to open our talk up again. I'll open it up with a prayer calling our Fatiha, which we say in the Arabic language. Then we translate it inshallah in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Dameen. Al Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omni Din. Yakan Abu Yakan Astaheen. Adin is Arabdo Mustakin. Sarado Ladina Anto Alehim. Kori Magdubi Alehim. Walidoni. Seek protection from Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, the one who has been cast out with the name of God, most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue, always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrap it brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we greet you again in the best of the greeting. There's no greeting in the world master's greeting, and this greeting is a greeting of peace. This is the greeting of the prophets. This is the greeting that we hope to hear in paradise. I salam alaikum only simply may God peace be unto you. We're here tonight again discussing the problem of that image. If we say anything reflecting this world, we're talking about how the image means people who are made of pact never to bring total peace to this world. Those people who are in charge of the life that we live in. We live in a world, we don't control the prices of food, gas, or any of those things. So I'm talking about that image is the cause of this. That image that has no respect for God and has no respect for God's creation. The Bible said, would a man rob God? And it goes on to say they robbed God of a whole people. And that is no other than us. Jews try to say that they are that people. We know Jews have manipulated just about the whole world, the whole planet. Because we can see their problem that they caused. Even when they went into the Hadi and changed the Hadi and the ungodly one. So we are here in this world to change this. Allah, we said we woke up, wake up me, that we up to see the change is coming. And we see that the change is coming with the help of Almighty God Allah. All these prophets that we have to listen to, and Prophet Muhammad, the founding prophet that we have to listen to, we know we got people trying to say they were one prophet, and that's the Prophet Muhammad. And our book said that we make no distinction between none of them. All of them was brothers. All of them brought the oneness of God. All of them. Allah chose and he sent it to the world that we live in. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. And that's what we want to tell our people, that we love Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ loved God. He prayed to God. He didn't pray to himself. He didn't pray to himself. So Jesus said, I didn't come on my own, but God sent me. He said, and don't call him good. Ain't one good, and that's God. Everybody else going to make mistakes. Everybody else going to fall short. But God never make a mistake, and Allah never falls short. So that's what he said. He give credit. But this world done twisted people's mind. So everything they say about God, they holler off and holler, thank you, Jesus. This is the blindness that they have been given. And the book said, if the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. They can't see. They fall in the ditch because their mind is blind. Their heart is blind. And the truth that they need to help them to act better is blind. So we here tonight to kill the cancer of racism. It's like a cancer. But cancer can be cured. And racism is going to be cured. And it's going to be cured by the people that have been under the racism all these years and still under it. According to the YouTube and look at YouTube, you can see the monstrous people, the monstrous people that still shooting and choking and killing our people. People that, when I say our people, people like us. Still killing and taking lives of innocent people. Right yesterday in Texas, eight people was killed, 13 people was wounded, had to go to the hospital. Now, they know that these guns that these people are buying at these pawn shops and these gun dealers are the major cause of the killing of most of these people. But you think the Republican cares? They done took the attitude of the genius. They not going to do nothing to stop the slaughter of the people. But look, like, if there was a lot of more good people, and they're supposed to be more good people, they would vote these no good people out of office or send these no good people a note and tell them to change this. I mean, they need to change this. Everything the Republicans say and do is not bad. I agree on a lot of things they say about the homosexuals and the gays. I agree a lot of that. I agree about a lot of things that the world can do better. You know, abortion pills and all that. They want to get rid of that stuff. I don't understand Christians agree with abortion. And, you know, I understand that an abortion, somebody get raped and they get pregnant by that one that got raped, then they might have a case to present to destroy, to terminate that
child. And disqualification
it on. I understand that. You don't want nobody you don't know done rape you and pregnant you, and you going to have a baby, and he's not going to be the father. You can't even get, probably the woman probably can't even get welfare or any substance for that child. So she don't want, I don't think that it'd be right for her to put it in that case. But the other case, she went out all night and slept with somebody. God told her not to do it. And also at the same time told her not to kill. So if she go out and have sex, and Allah told her not to have sex until she married. She goes against that. She get pregnant. Then she get pregnant. Then she kill the baby. That's a mountain of wrong that she done. And she need to, and the preacher need to tell them about that. But if they don't tell them, we should be the one explain that to the people. Allah said, "Thou shalt not kill birth control and terminate the birth is killing." But we want the people to know the consequence of their action. But we know that a lot of it come about because Satan has whispered to them and told them to do their own thing, do whatever they want to. They their own faults. They can do whatever they choose to do. And Satan don't whisper to them. But we had to let them know that you judge your whatever you do, you judge by your intention. And Allah said, your matter going to be judged. Well, did you do it knowingly it was wrong? Then you made a bad mistake. If you know something wrong and you know not to do it, what is the consequence? The consequence is with your creator. So we want to get people away from that, give them the truth, let them know that there's only one God and nobody can die for anybody's sin. No picture of any man that he got hanging in the world or female hanging in their church or angels, all of that's a fabricated lie. We want the people to know that. And then they can argue with that. And if they choose to continue to go that way, then we have to let them know that they're pagan. And really, they need to study what's going to happen to the pagan if they care, if they believe in God. But if they don't believe in God, we're not going to waste our time trying to convince them that there's a power greater than they have the mind to comprehend. That ain't our job. Our job is to make the message clear, but that's no different than the prophet's job. So we here tonight. Anybody would like to come in the queue and share in this great talk that we have in here tonight? Because if it wasn't great, I don't think the people would try to hinder us from getting on. And we don't have no problem doing nothing else on the computer. But my wife has two laptops, and she's gonna try to get that one, the other one, functioning. And so we're gonna keep rolling. Service, you gotta get one of them service. So we need to see what bug they don't put in this thing. And don't tell me they don't put bug. They'll bug your house. They'll bug your car. When you stand up and say that you are believing in God, automatically, ma'am said, automatically, Satan stand up. Satan, you become a Satan open enemy, and he's not too happy with you warning people about what he's doing. And Satan is not going to sit down and sit back and just let you operate on warning people without him trying to paint you as a bad person. That's his job. You said you got the truth. Satan's going to say that, yeah, you're a true terrorist. You're a true troublemaker. You're a problem maker. You did something in 1932. You went into a window that you ain't. They always want to bring up something that don't even got nothing to do with what's going on. They always want to corrupt, put in people's mind, corrupt that person. Like they took that lady, that sister, out of a car and took her to jail and hung her, killed her, and then. Then when they go investigate it, they want to talk about what she did. That ain't got nothing to do with somebody killed her, a murderer in the jail killed her over a minor traffic violation. took her to jail because she spoke up. And they killed her. And these bullies, these so-called men, so-called people who supposed to be men, ain't said nothing. Cowards. Let them get a little alcohol in them, and they can swear they can whoop Muhammad Ali or somebody like that. Get a little alcohol. Get a little, they swear they men. And now Satan came down so hard with all the hairstyles, you don't know whether they're a man or a woman. And only time they declare that they are a man where they want to curse and threaten you. They a man. I threaten to shoot you. They ain't no man. That's a coward. And leave that liquor courage or that powder courage or those pills or those or wine or whatever to have any courage at all. That ain't no man. But that's what they make sure they have. Get that little alcohol, something in them that shouldn't be in them to make them unnatural. They have to make themselves sound bad. And that's what they do in the movies. You look at the movies. Look at the movies they're making on Netflix and all these black movies channels showing you prostitution and killing men, setting them up, bring them in the house, tie them up, cover their eyes up and bring them and set them in a chair and then tell them they ain't going to do that, blow them. This is what these movies are showing. Women are hustlers. Showing the shake the club with the women go in there and ride up and down the post. And then the people that go in there, their haircuts look like half the haircut, rest of the plaid. Look every, and their hair is blue and brown and gold and pink and tattoos all over their body. They trying to make a man or woman that God told those people not to deform their body, not to form rituals on your body and deform your body. And exactly what they're doing. Because the doctor said, in some cases, you got all them tattoos on your body, you can't even get a blood transfusion to your mama. If she gets sick and she can use your blood, you can't give her a blood transfusion because your veins are all messed up from those tattoos all over your body. So who's going to warn the people of that? The church ain't going to do it. They go to church with all them tattoos and earring all throughout their body. So who gonna, I know you might say, well, some Muslims do. You're right. Some Muslims is following the environment that they live in. And we told a lot of us stop being Muslim because the environment, Prophet Muhammad told us that. So we have to move out of these environments with these ungodly people. I agree with that. We have to move out and move, get our own community where we can call there, Dan, and hear the prayer and go to prayer and grow our own food and have our own restaurant, have our own parks where we can walk, where we can have some security that we provide for that park. And I don't think we're going to have no problem out of nobody, because once you whoop one person, or you one person found, you may have said, hanging. One person found hanging in the neighborhood, you ain't going to have that problem no more. Huh? African-American will not call that Caucasian either. If you got a community, this is not the Black Wall Street. And Black Wall Street, that's what it was, Black Wall Street with prostitution, selling alcohol. And everything else illegal. Everything else, God said stay away from. They were doing it in Black Wall Street. So they started off on the wrong foot. They instead of cleaning the, going back and starting off on the right foot. They stayed on the late on the left foot, the weak feet. They kept doing wrong, and that's why Black Wall Street didn't last. You can't build goodness on corruption. Huh? So that's what we learn and take from Black Wall Street. Not to have one like that. Have one a lab. Have one where pee 5 times a day and raising their family and children. People are populating the earth. People are being men and women. Decent men and women. Trying to hear and obey the one who gave them this life. And that's Almighty God, Allah. That's what we're working to have. We can't take this world and interject it in the world we're trying to build, because these people eat hog. These people eat everything God said don't do, they do it. And we can't mix and mingle with people like that. That's why God Allah give us these two rivers running side by side, one sweet and one bitter. We got to run our course, and they want to run their course. To them be their way, we be out. We want to be with people. If people want to be with us, then they want to be with us because we want to do the right thing. Not because we better than them, because we want to do the right thing. And most people by nature want to do the right thing. So we are here tonight to express that. So anybody who would like to come in and join, all you got to do is match one, and we'll cut your mic on, and we want to hear from you. There's no big I or little you. We're all one. Huh? And God Allah said the best one of us who are one is one who obey Allah the best. And Allah knows who that is. If we don't know, Allah knows. Allah said he sees and knows everything. Don't nothing escape his vision. Nothing. So all we got to do is realize that, and let's keep our mind on doing right, being good men and women, raise and encourage our children, and it's easy to encourage them in a decent environment, but you're trying to encourage them in an environment where everybody lose, they got to go to the grocery store and see grandmama with her dad dukes on, her breast hanging out, tattoos all over her body, grandmama and granddad. We want our children to see that. Old men, huh, walking down the street with a cigar in their mouth. That's what we want our children to see. Then we have to make, if we don't want them to see that, if we don't know environment again, then we need to move away. So let me see. I got two people hands up. I'll bring up Suja last. Let me see who this is. Who is this? And then I'll bring up Suja. He had his hand up. As-salamu alaykum.
I like to comment on the tattoos on the older people. You know, I think what's going to happen with them having them tattoos down the line, think the tattoos are going to start getting discarded because it's going to lose its shape or whatever they put a rose over there. It's no longer going to look like a rose. Once things start to sag, so now. But what I did one of the days, I was at the masjid, and the young lady came in, and her husband brought her in. But at the time, I don't think they were married. They were just talking to one another. So eventually, they got married. But I'm looking at her. She must have had at least 6 tattoos, different parts of her body, and I was able to see the majority of them where, you know, she had them, you know, exposed. So I pulled her to the side. I said, come here, sister. I said, I shouldn't have to see that, and that. I said, now, it might be cute now. I said, but what's going to happen when you get older? Skin is going to start to sag, and then it's going to be a whole nother picture on you where you have your things, and I won't say where they are, where you have your tattoos. And I said, so I shouldn't have seen that tattoo. I said, but guess what? I'm not the only one who saw them tattoos. I said, the others in here saw them also. And so she began to pull her clothes covering herself. So I said, well, it's too late now. I said, but you know what? Don't get any more and don't expose them. I said, those tattoos should be for your husband's eyes only in the areas that they're in. So she just nodded her head. She said, you're right. So I said, but do me a favor. Just don't get no more. I said, because they, you know, it don't look good. It don't look good. It's not ladylike, you know. And years ago when I was younger, I thought tattoos was for profit. I said, if I saw a tattoo on somebody, I said, it's a prostitute, you know. So now they have them all over the body. And just so happened today, I went to the clinic, and I couldn't stop counting the tattoos that was on this woman's body. And she wasn't no young woman either. She looked good 70 and change. And I said, good God, what she got all them darn tattoos on her. And, you know, she spoke, and I spoke, and I said, oh, it's just too bad. They make the skin look dirty to me. I mean, I just have a very negative thing concerning tattoos. So they don't look good at all. They don't look good at all. But the people just floating around here, like, and they putting up tattoo parlors, they call them, everywhere. Yes, everybody look like they have a tattoo on their body somewhere. I don't have air one. Never did like them. Don't like them now. I don't care what the tattoo say or look. I don't like it. It looks dirty to me. And as I said, coming up, I thought they was for prostitutes or pimps if I saw them on men or something. You know? So it's just negative. But you can't even go outside these days because you're seeing, like you just said, half-naked people or tattoos somewhere. I mean, they even coming around the mat, or not the mat, they even coming around Muslims, because I was at the, my husband and I and a couple of other Muslims, we were at the Muslim Eid event in Atlanta over there in Western Park. So she didn't have on Holly no clothes. I said, if I had on another shirt, I would have took it off because she was looking nasty, and she was around our people. Us Muslims, decent people who trying to be, we want to be decent, but you look over here, you got this one is looking indecent. And I said, how could she come around us like that? And I just kept shaking my head. It's unbelievable what I'm looking at. The woman's pants were so doggone tight, looked like they were squeezing her. I'm telling you, them things, Lord have mercy, I said them things are too tight. And then she have a little son, I guess maybe 7 or 8 years old. And I say, so now she walking around with her son. What he going to think? My mama is looking like a hoochie, you know? Oh, that's so embarrassing for a child. You have to feel sorry for the children. I mean, they mothers done lost their minds. African-American.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, love.
There's a lot of name, mercy, benefaction, which will redeem us. That wouldn't say some God, but a lot of times, honest children, probably peace, 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 be upon him. You're absolutely right. They're trying to lure our men because they know they would appear to be trying to allure our men because they know what our men believe in, you know, and it's not their wife being exposed or the women Muslim women being exposed,
right.
you know, body
right.
parts and all that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nothing but shaitan coming in. They feel as if they want to provoke something to take place. And, you know, you see it and you want to say something so bad, you know, to
yeah.
them, but it's benefit them, but they wouldn't take it that way. They would take it and they will rip you apart with their words and all kind of vulgar language and everything they would say to you, and probably would
mm-hmm.
tell you that I had your Muslim man.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't say nothing, you know. So, you know, we have to make sure that we try our best to
yes.
look our best and present when we go out, and also let our men know how we are alert and aware of things like
that's
that
right.
going on. Beg them and pray for them that they don't get weak and, you know, and let go
that's right.
of them and lose themselves. Because temptation sometimes is great, you know, that some people's minds are so weak and you don't
mm-hmm.
know what they may be through at home. So they may feel that, they're, well, if it's this way at home, then it's not this way out there, so I'll go out there, you know, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
mm-hmm.
just have to talk with your partner, you know, with your spouse, and just let them know what you observed when you were at the park. You know, and it's good to have a discussion about that. You know, if they want to get something out off their chest about it, it's okay. You know, if you want to speak on it too and give your opinion about it, it's still okay. It shouldn't be an argument, you know, because we know what
mm-hmm.
our Quran's, how we're supposed to dress modest, you know, and this is what we're doing. A lot of us don't want to wear our hair covered because it says it's too hot. But
mm-hmm.
if... And then women of certain, sisters of certain ages don't have to wear their dresses all the way down to their ankle, you know, after they get a certain age. But
mm-hmm.
if wants them to, then by all means, yeah, you wear your dress down to your ankle, you know, if that's what your husband wants. But if it's okay,
mm-hmm.
then he can not to wear it down to your ankles, if it's okay with him. You know, then, you know, that's okay, because that's mentioned it too in one of the hadith, that when a sister gets a certain age older, you know, sister don't have to necessarily wear their dresses all the way down to their ankles.
Right.
Or past their ankles. So we just have to
mm-hmm.
use our best time to talk to the sisters that come to us. You know, and we don't want to tell them you're not allowed here because you got tattoos on you, you know, and we don't really want to even confront them about it because
mm-hmm.
not in an open, you know, like that in an affair that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not giving them away by letting them know that the tattoos are inappropriate for them to have on their body, you know. So we just have to use our common sense that Allah has blessed us with, and our mind that Allah has blessed us with, and use our teachings, you know, to be able to, you know, to know what to do when it comes to something like that, because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on that. I feel mm-hmm. kind of bad that they don't realize that, you know, all the disease is going around and that dye gets in the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Dye gets in
yeah.
their blood, you know, and that's what causes a lot of cancer or what
mm-hmm.
have you. So they don't seem
mm-hmm.
to realize that. What's
mm-hmm.
appealing to from the outside men or people who approve of that, you know. That's my intake. As-salamu alaykum.
And on that, I think what they probably thinking, it's just my opinion, is that it looks cute to them. So they go and spend whatever they spend, hundreds of dollars or some of that, to get a tattoo. And if you got five or six, that's rent money. And they
yeah.
probably didn't pay their rent because they went and gave it to the tattoo people.
That's right.
You know? And I said, it's pitiful how they, where they spend their money at. You're just looking at, you know, the nails, the hair. I'm so sick of looking at these confused people. I just don't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
Could you pull your pants up? Don't stand in front of me serving me something and your pants hanging down like that. I'm sorry, Jeff.
You got a job to do.
Yeah, oh, we sure did.
We were there in Baton Rouge, and we took telling the young people about their pants hanging down. They went in the house and changed while me and Suja was standing, and their mamas and daddies sent them back out there. people get caught up, and it's our job to remind them that they got caught up and. The right way to do things is always going to be the right way to do it.
That's right.
So
I still have a lot of complaints in the mass that I attend. It's pretty much come as you are,
mm-hmm.
and you accept.
Yeah,
I have to shake my head like, oh, how is this going on like this here? This is not right. It's inappropriate. Your behavior and your attire is inappropriate. Where y'all getting this from? I mean, why do y'all keep coming in here looking like that?
Yeah, the imam's gonna have to say something. You know how to say
it
tonight. Yeah, Imam Furqan, and one thing about him, he will bring that up, and Brother Imam Dawood bring it up all the time, in a nice way,
Yeah.
But you got to warn the people. Yeah, that you come as you are, but you be different. You come next time.
That's right.
You don't come. Hey, come here. Like that all the time with your pants hanging out among us.
Because the first time they did it.
Yeah. First time, the brother supposed to go up to the brother in a nice way and tell them to pull their pants up. Well, you got Muslims been in the community years. I mean, been Muslim years. And some of them have their pants kind of swinging.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remind each other that they need to stop doing that.
Really?
So,
really?
Yeah. Well, sister, please
really?
Don't go no back before we close out and bring us a couple of them poems. It's okay?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Bring
us
inspiration. From the country all the time. Thank you. Thank you. Let me bring Brother Suja up and see what he has to say. What he got on his mind. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got your name.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Praise be to Allah. Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us to be able to have people that's able to show the people, you know, the things that will lead them astray, the things that's wrong, and be able to stand up and point it out. I like to first open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Islam and Ankhum. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed to be in the position that we are in. You know, that Allah has given us the opportunity to speak out and speak up. We are blessed. a whole lot of people want to say something, but they won't say it. They won't say it. And the truth is clear. You know, Allah said the truth stands out clear from falsehood. So that's also saying that the people know some of the things that they see is wrong, but they won't say nothing. Even though it's affect the mother or father or the children or the society, they won't say nothing. So it's a blessing to have people that has the strength to stand up on truth. Truth is not, you said too many people can't hang with truth. They want to hang out with the lie. There's not as much pressure on them. You know? So we're thankful to Allah that Allah blessed us with the strength. You know, and to bring forward the truth. I love to hear people stand up for truth, and I just watch and see how they use it. And it's truth is a beautiful thing, and it's assisted by Allah and the whole creation. You have the whole creation that will bear witness to the truth. You can use things out of creation to prove the person the truth, you know. But a lie, again, I like to say, all that you can do with a lie is tell another lie. To bag up that lie. That's the only thing. And telling a lie, you get nervous. You know, it affects you. You know. But truth, Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. See? And what the Imam said freedom is. Imam said freedom is responsibility. So it'll make you stand up and make you responsible. You know? You not only see it, but when you stand up and speak out, you're a help to society. You're a force that can't be reckoned with if you're not afraid, you know, and afraid of Satan. If you're not afraid of Satan, you'll be a force to reckon with, you know. And a person with truth had to know that they gonna be challenged, they gonna be attacked, they gonna be lied upon. If you read the book, I'll put the essence on the book. Most all of God's prophets and messengers was lied upon. You know, people talked about it. Mute your phone. I got Tyreek calling me. Just give me. Alhamdulillah. I see my son calling me there. Also, but Alhamdulillah. We are in a good position. You know, we are in a good position. I just want to bear witness to that. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And again, I'd like to say this, talking about the truth. surah. Let me go to the surah. Because I don't know. I don't know. Some of us is. I think we try to defy God. Are we just forgetful? 16. This is in chapter 16, surah 16, ayat 98. I will do blame him in a shaitan rajim. I think refuge from Allah, just reject the faith. Allah said, when thou doest read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one. And I see people, you know, read the Quran and they just start reading it. And it makes me jump. Because I know what God said. And a whole lot of time people do that without intention. They don't intend to. They be so much into what they get ready to do that I believe they actually forget to seek Allah's protection, and they just start reading the book. And I be want to say something, but I know Shaitan would use that to make you like you the enemy. You know, and who is he to tell us what to do? How do you know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody to tell me how to read the Quran. But I think that in reading the Quran, we should set a pattern. You know, on that, and teach, especially the younger people, before you get started reading the book, this is one of the things we would like for you to say. Let the people, the group, Imam Wali Muhammad, the followers of Imam Wali Muhammad, establish this. Because the other people haven't established it. It's right here in the Quran. Surah 16, ayah 98. You know, it's clear. Before you read the Quran, seek Allah's protection from Satan. I mean, if you see me read the Quran or start reading the Quran, I'm asking you, please, say subhanAllah. If you see me start reading the Quran without seeing Allah's protection, just say subhanAllah, and I know what you're saying. And I'm going start all over, and then I'm gonna speak of Allah's protection. Now you do have a few people that they got it down. They seek before they even start reading the book. They seek of Allah's protection. But some of the people that doing it, they act like they're so much with the Quran and so much with the imam and so much of this or that and going against God. Now, I would say they're going against God. Excuse me. They don't put forth the Quran or what it say in 1698. They don't apply. See, the application of knowledge is when you really know something. When you read the Quran and you don't know how to apply it in your everyday living, but then you really don't know it. You don't understand it. you look at what I'm saying right now as a waste of time. It'd be just like a waste of time to you, me telling you this here, to go check out Sewer 16, Ayat 98. And sometimes when you read it, I send people into their book, which is a certain chapter and a certain verse, and they read it, and they try to turn it around right in front of you. They try to turn around what God is saying right in front of you. Well, he meant this here. He meant that there. And it's just clear as day. Clear as day. When you read the book, seek Allah's protection. What does read the Quran, seek Allah's protection? Protection from what? From Satan. How is that going to protect us from Satan? Because when you read or when you are active and when you are praying, you got to concentrate on Allah. And sometimes you slip, you know, you don't be concentrated on Allah, you know, and Satan jump in there. Go this way. Do it like this. Or you don't have to do this. So if you ever see me reading the Quran and I don't seek Allah's protection against Satan, please, I'm asking you, just say subhanallah Allah, you know, and I'm going to pick it up from there. I'm going to know what you're saying. You're signaling me to tell me that I did something wrong. I'm doing something wrong. And I'm going to straighten it up right away. I love you for that. I don't look at you trying to tell me something. That'll make me look small. It don't make me look small. It remind me. When you read the Quran, you make a mistake. You say subhanAllah. When you say in your prayer, and you make a mistake, and what you say in the Quran, when you say in your prayer, you using the word of the Quran. When you make a mistake in your prayers, we are asked to say subhanAllah. And the person that is reading it shouldn't get upset or shouldn't think that the person is disrespecting them. So please, don't let me go ahead all into it. Because I guarantee you, I'm gonna be making a whole lot of mistakes if I go into it and don't seek protection in Allah from Shaitan, you know. And I see people that read the Quran and don't seek protection in Allah. Many times I see them, they be messing up, they be skipping, they say the wrong word. I say, I just be saying it to myself. So any time, and that's what we need to do. We need to set that as a standard for young people. Because some of us are so old, we can't tell them, we can't tell you nothing. Tell an older person, they'll make up something. How you know I didn't say it? Well, I didn't hear you say it. But you don't have to hear me. I said it to myself. We should say it out loud so we can teach other brothers and sisters, or we can remind them to seek protection in the law against a rejected state. I can't talk about that enough. So I'm going to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. It seems like I don't got it excited. Excuse me. It's something that I was getting ready to read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Said Moses to his people, pray for help from Allah, and wait in patience and constancy, for the earth is Allah to give as a heritage to such of his servant as he pleases, and the end is best for the righteous. They said, we have had nothing but trouble, both before and after thou camest to us. He said, it may be that your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you inheritors in the earth. That's so he may try you by your deeds. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should Allah speak the mighty truth, I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu. Praise be to Allah. Anybody else who would like to join in and like to say something, please let me know.
And please, if anybody feel like I should let them do that, let me know. Let me know.
It's raised into the queue of Master One on your cell phone, and we'll see you, and we'll cut you off. So I'm praise and do to Allah. This is the Message of Concern show. We're here to get the message and basically to the world that there's only one God and nothing deserves our worship besides that one God. If we live, then we die. There's nothing in this creation that can describe God. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophet, meaning the whole prophet to come, all the final revelation is the Al-Quran. Final revelation is telling it all what's going to happen, what can't happen, what we occur on ourselves, bring on it. So we say all praise are due to Allah again. So anybody else would like to say anything, that match one. So all praises. We can know we can. But Allah is the one who is solving the problem. He's the one who's moving, get us to remove these problems. So what we want to do, we want to work on the problem and solution to the problem. And the solution is to obey God, to obey the creator of this creation. And this world make it seem like it's so so hard to do. It makes you think that it's out of reach for you to obey God the way He have asked you, and like it trying to make it look like it's impossible. It's not good. It's not well. It's not fun. I live a fun life. My Muslim life, I am happy. You know, I travel. I see the beautiful scenery. I can look at the sky. Later, I'm going fishing. So I try to live a roundabout life. Around life, a balanced life. And I thank Allah for that. That coming because I know that what Allah says, what my limitation, not what I can do and what I shouldn't do and what I should stay away from. That's easy. And my age is easy. But we live in a world that don't respect you. And that's why it's not safe to go anywhere in any large audience because there's some fools out there with a AK-47. They kill innocent people because they think that's the right thing to do. You can't stop them people by you have to stop them people. The government had to make an effort, reach out for an effort to stop these assault rifles from being in the public hands. Those guns not good for hunting. Those guns hunting and killing something to eat, that them guns only to wipe out large numbers of people, and that's exactly what they're doing. And when you give drug dealers those guns, then you give them a sense of power where they think they can do whatever they want to and kill many if they want to and get away with it. So we said people should listen to scripture when Allah says, thou shalt not kill. And that's exactly what he means. Thou shalt not kill. What it means when he said, he means that if you kill something, your possibility or making it into the Jannah, it's going to be light. And why would anybody want to live in hell and die and then go to hell? Why is that? Only thing God is trying to do is keep us out of hell by telling us what we should not do, what we should stay away from, how many times to pray. We should pray a five or better, how we should live our life, get married, have children, take care of the children, do the best you can for work, live a good, a balanced life, have fun. Life is a good life, but it's only good when you follow what Allah says, what the Creator said. If you follow anything less than following somebody's suggestion that has no love and fear of God, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So we are here tonight to ask you, let's support each other. Let's let the children know what they should be aiming at, and that's to make jobs. There's no guarantee on no job if you work for somebody else, especially if you work for other people who just may think that you are still a part of their own ownership of yourself, own you. There's no guaranteed job. They can fire you for nothing. They can lay you off anytime they get ready. But when you got your own job, I'm talking about an honest job where it helps people as well as helping yourself, then that's a job. That's a job you can be proud of. Huh? That was a Caucasian man told Imam Dawu, who passed away from LaGrange, Georgia. He said, Dawu, let me tell you, that's a good man. I know you're a good man. I know good men like yourself. He said, but I know this guy, he hires 20, 30 people. And he ain't no good. He ain't a good husband. He's keyed up. But he give people jobs and pay them good. And they like him. They tolerate him for that. But the good man that you are, like yourself, he go there and the people like him, but they can't follow him because he got nothing to forget to give them. He ain't got no job to give them. He just a good guy, but he's stuck in a situation where bad people are running things. So it's good to do. It might help him in the next world, but the man who's making a job and giving people a good salary, they love that man, although they know this man ain't worth the name that he carried, got on himself. So you have to think that over. Mere works. I mean, it's like saying work without any effort, work without prayer, don't count for nothing. You work and you pray, but you don't get up and work and produce nothing. It don't count, really count for nothing. You really ain't begging somebody to let you stay on their job. So, but you got your own job. Your manager. You got people working in the office, handling the money, handling the taxes, handling the time that the people have, keeping up with the stock. Oh man, you doing it. So we have been trained by this world, by the schools we went to then go to the school and get a job. Not to make no job. And when we used to go to school, they used to teach you how to cook. They used to teach you how to lay bricks. They used to teach you how to lay twisted. All of that. They took all that out of school. They took the factories that our mothers and fathers were working in, they took them right after they had started giving our mothers and fathers good insurance, good benefits. They took them jobs and moved them overseas. But these are the people that our people call Christians. And they said they are good Christians. Huh? We all got to get along. If you haven't got any power, you haven't got no control over nothing. You don't manage it. You're not supplying nothing. You might be a good person. You might be a honorable person, but that bad person, that no good person, you go to him. You had to go to him for a job. That ain't what God wants us to do. God wants us to make our. That's why Elijah had us come out do for self. Do for self not only means that we do for ourselves, but also it means that we are making jobs for ourselves and others. We're coming into power. You can do for self, but you ain't got no power. You ain't got no money to pay for a lawyer and other things that you need. You really are just working out on the limb, and that limb gonna fall sooner or later. Working on the limb. But you work on the tree, you got something solid to hold on to. And the only way you can be solid working on to anything that you got to have your own. Huh? That song said mama may have daddy, God bless the child to have his own construction company, have his own electrical plumbing company, have his bank, have his own utility company, then that man is blessed, or that person blessed to have his own. So we have to come into that mind, because they have given us a mind just to go to work, get your job, and put in your application, go get a job after you finish high school, after you finish college, just go and apply for a job. You ought to get a good job. You've been to college about 4 or 5 years. So this is training we done had. So that's why we had, and God showed us a third grade educational person with a third grade education doing, making bringing billions of dollars in the community, millions of dollars. Huh? But just like anything else, anytime you stand up against the society and you ain't got the majority with you, they come and take whatever you had back. They come and take it back. And that's what they did with our community and nation. Taxes, we weren't paying no taxes. And they know this. They just came and took all that back, forced us to sell it. So now we keep on wiser. So may Allah wise. Anybody else would like to say anything? That match one coming. We got so many. So I think in 5 minutes we're gonna bring Hajilala to bring on Sister Hajilala to close us out. Dujar, you got anything else you want to say? Anybody else? We got anything?
Yeah, get that information.
Okay. Okay. Who's down?
Oh. That's a ranger.
We got the lamb. You got anything else you like to say? We got 5 minutes.
Oh, Alhamdulillah. I didn't know. You know, my phone was on. Praise be to Allah, brother. I mean, you covered everything. I can say, always say something. I pray that we just try. I don't know. Some of the got the tape playing.
Okay. Oh, that ain't you?
No, that's not me. No, I ain't gonna do that.
Okay.
No, so that's not me. Okay. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, these phones are so sensitive until they picks up. They pick up anything that you might be trying to say something low, but they pick it up. That's how sensitive this damn phone is. But alhamdulillah, right?
You got some clothes.
We keep on all of us. You know,
in the morning.
Pardon me?
Are you gonna read in the morning?
Yeah. He asked me to read every day. He asked me to read in the morning. Yes, sir. That's what I had to find out. I wanted to know what post I got to hold, you know. So he wanted me to read every morning, and he gonna read also, and we gonna carry through. But I don't know. Maybe I should make that point. That but people think that you trying to be the leader, you trying to teach him, you trying to teach me, you know.
Well, you can't.
What's happening? People is being taught too much, you know.
Yeah,
they've been taught too much, and they are not getting. They don't have a chance to apply what they done learned. That is a problem. We had to be sensitive and cautious when we talk to people, because many of us is on defensive about things, about a whole lot of things. We just on a defense. You know, so people have one intention, but they'll take it the wrong way. So it's a way. There's a saying that it's a way of doing everything.
Yes,
he must bring the truth. Bring the truth to the people.
If they're not acted in charity and other deeds, really, they say what they want to. The only thing I do is move on. I'm not going to stay and bait nobody like that. Not doing nothing, then we really don't have too much criticism. It's no good that you.
Well, Satan is influencing them so strong until they don't know right from wrong.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Satan is influencing them, you know, and right and wrong is not on their focus, you know, and a whole lot of time, you know, you can be telling a person something right, and just because Satan is influencing them, they don't always look at that as something right. It's just like during Moses' time, you know, the leaders said that y'all gonna listen to him and can't you see that he trying to destroy your God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though he was telling them something right. So it's all boiled down, Egba. It's all boiled down to the person, to the individual person. It's all the individual person makes the last decision.
Yeah.
I mean, if you tell me something, I make the last decision on whether or not I accept what you say or I reject it.
Right. Okay, I'm still alive.
And that's the way we got to let people know, individuals know, people know that it's the individual that makes the last decision. It's the individual that's going to go before Allah. It's the individual going to be judged according to their action.
Right.
You know, and they're not going to be able to say that the devil made me do it.
You're right.
We ain't gonna be able to trick a lot, you know. So we have to. I think that we have to because Satan will take the truth out your hand.
Yeah.
Satan will walk up to you and say, "Give me this truth. You ain't got no business standing up here and teaching the truth."
Mm-hmm.
And the way he do it, he makes truth seem like this brother told, this Indian told a brother. He said one of the tricks of Satan is when you teach him the truth is that they try to force the truth on the people,
yeah.
And the people gonna reject it because they forced it on them, and they gonna reject it. So it's Satan watching you. Watching you. He know your weakness, you know. But Allah said the truth stands out clear from falsehood.
Oh, that's right.
You want to close up?
He would see close out.
We got Sister Lala out there. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to back over to you.
Alhamdulillah. Sister, alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Lala. Haji Lala. Haji Lala. Haji Lala.
Well, let me go and say the prayer.
Okay, then go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of the one that thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray, I mean.
I mean. Allah Akbar. Thank you, everybody, who showed us. Allah continue to bless all. Bring her a guest back next week, tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.